Welcome to the Jag War Podcast, a show where we discuss all things related to Duval County's finest NFL football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Duval, baby! Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? It's Andrew. In this episode, I'll be discussing whether Minshew Mania is actually over. But before we start, hit that red subscribe button. And if you want to get updates on the latest content, hit that bell icon. Okay. So let's get into it. Is Minshew Mania actually over? I think it is, unfortunately. The last two games of the season, 2020 season, Mike Glennon got the start over Gardner Minshew. And I think this is for a few reasons. One, I think the Jaguars wanted to tank, so they just thought the best chance to lose those games was putting Mike Glennon in there, because I think Minshew probably could have won maybe one or two of those games. But, you know, I think the bottom line is the fans gave up on Minshew. I mean, I can't say it any other way. It's just unfortunate, and I think Jacksonville Jaguars fans really just want to win now. They want immediate gratification. They don't want to allow Gardner Minshew to develop, and they just want to go for Trevor Lawrence. They've fallen again for this tank for Trevor movement, and everybody's saying that the whole Gardner Minshew, Minshew Mania was a marketing ploy. Oh, he's wearing jorts. He's got a mustache. He wears a headband. It's all just marketing. He was never good. Come on, guys. Jacksonville Jaguars fans need a pair of glasses and a seeing eye dog, because Gardner Minshew has always been doing those things. You know, he did those things at Washington State. He had the mustache, he had the headband, he had the jorts. This isn't something new. So when he came to Jacksonville, he was already doing that stuff. So stop saying that it's a marketing ploy or some conspiracy created by the Jaguars organization to fool us fans into believing that he was a good quarterback. No, he's a good quarterback. He was fifth runner-up for the Heisman before he got drafted by the Jaguars, and came into a terrible situation. Nick Foles, quarterback we're paying $85 million, gets taken out of the first game against the Chiefs, broken clavicle. So he comes in there and he makes the game competitive, plays pretty well, and leads the team to some wins. But, you know, fans have just turned on him. They want something else. They want to win now. And when you look at the numbers, you look at the stats. Let's look at Gardner Minshew's career stats. 507 completions out of 797 attempts. A 62.9% completion rating, which is not terrible. 37 touchdowns, 11 interceptions in his career. And let's compare him to a guy. I like to compare him to Baker Mayfield, quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Same relatively height and build. Mayfield's been in the league probably one more year as, over Minshew. And, you know, in 2019, Mayfield threw 22 picks. Minshew, 21 picks. Minshew, when he came in 2019... replaced Foles, only threw six. And I don't know, guys. I just think he's better than everybody's leading on. I think, you look at Minshew's QBR in 2019, I believe it was around 49%. It improved this year. It was 52.2%. He had a great game against Indianapolis. I think he had one incompletion. He's like 21 for 22. And then in the Titans game, he played really well. And it just seems like it all kind of fell apart. He had, and I think it was because of the injury. I think it was because of the hand injury. And then, in my opinion or theory, the Jacksonville Jaguars organization had to make, you know, had to deflect away from the tank. They had to blame somebody or find a scapegoat. And Minshew was the scapegoat. They thought of this whole charade with the injury, the hand injury, and how he was trying to hide it. And he ended up getting blamed for it, which is unfortunate. And when I was listening to ESPN Sports Talk 690, Austin Lane was saying that the agent said something, and he probably shouldn't have. He should have never said that Minshew had that injury, because it made it look like Minshew was trying to hide something or not be transparent. And the bottom line is the guy just wanted to win games, and he wanted to tough it out. But you know, the coaching staff and the organization had to find a scapegoat. They had to deflect attention away from the tanking strategy. But we all knew it, right? I mean, I'm not the only YouTuber to say this, right? Zach Schaumler, before the season started, said that Jacksonville was tanking. They traded away all of their veterans that gave them the best possibility to win. Leonard Fournette, Calais Campbell, Ronnie Harrison, Yannick Ngakoue, AJ Bouye. That says it all. But the fans have given up on him. They're on to Trevor Lawrence now. And it's so funny that they say that the Minshew mania was just a marketing scheme. It wasn't. He was doing that beforehand. He was doing that at Washington State. You know, a lot of players do that. A lot of players do marketing schemes. They have their own marketing teams that work for them. You know, a lot of players have their own businesses too. Miles Jack, linebacker for the Jacksonville Jaguars, has his own candle business. Tyler Eifert has his own clothing business. Josh Lambeau has his own clothing business. Patrick Mahomes is on the cover of, you know, Madden. You know, he does all the different Allstate commercials. I mean, this isn't something new. So Jags fans, again, they need a pair of eyeglasses and a seeing eye dog, because Minshew is not to blame for where the Jaguars are right now. The head coach and the coaching staff and the front office are the ones to blame. Not Minshew. And that's the bottom line. And what's so hypocritical about this is that everyone that's sporting the whole Trevor Lawrence, so tank for Trevor movement on social media, that's a marketing scheme pretty much similar to Minshew mania. It's the exact same thing, actually. So it's hypocritical. I think the bottom line is there's a lot of fans that want the next big thing. They want the next shiny thing that looks cool and, you know, that'll get us fantasy points. There's a lot of fantasy players out there that want Trevor Lawrence. People just want something exciting to, and they think that Trevor Lawrence is going to attract a lot of attention and it's going to miraculously attract a great head coach that's going to fix it all for us. And let me tell you right now, quarterbacks, again, take on average 3 to 4 years to develop, and there are exceptions to that rule. Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, and you know, but that's on average how long it takes for a quarterback to develop in this league. And Trevor Lawrence is going to need some time, and he may surprise everybody. He may have a great first year. I'm not discounting that or denying that. That may happen. It may not, but be prepared for that to not happen. It's better to set your expectations at a certain level, because you might be disappointed. And I think a lot of Jaguars fans may be disappointed with Trevor Lawrence, because he may not be in the right system next year or have the right head coach. There's a lot of things that depend on or make a quarterback successful in the NFL. Offensive line, coaching staff, and system. Being able to read defense, you know, and then obviously having the physical characteristics and the mechanics. And some of those are fixable and coachable. And, you know, mechanics, they're not everything, but, you know, they play a part. And I think Gardner Minshew, if he had the time to develop, could be a great quarterback. I still believe he could be a franchise quarterback. And I think the Jaguars are going to do something stupid. They're going to trade him out of there, or I don't know. I hope they keep him, just because if Trevor Lawrence pulls a Joe Burrow and he gets, you know, hit from the blind side, or gets taken out for the season, has a season-ending injury, the Jaguars are going to be in deep trouble, man. And they're going to need a backup quarterback that can come in and win games. And Gardner Minshew's that guy. But I don't think he's had enough time to develop. And he's had several different offensive coordinators. He's had, you know, John DeFilippo, you know, Jay Gruden, who probably won't be back next year, who's, to be honest, nothing to write home about. And now he's getting the cold shoulder and he's being put on the bench. And it's a shame. And it's funny, when you look at the Jaguars' histories with quarterbacks, you know, Blake Bortles, who was I believe he was a number one draft pick or a first-round draft pick out of UCF. We gave him a very, very long leash with Jacksonville. I mean, he was with the team for, you know, 5 years. We extended him, paid him a boatload of money. It was like $25 million extension. And then we cut him the next year. And what do? We get Nick Foles. He has maybe half of a season, gets knocked out the first game, comes back, plays four games, and then we cut him, or we trade him, rather. So we haven't had a good history with quarterbacks. And then we have Minshew, who comes in during the worst possible situation, plays well, wins some games, and then we decide to tank for Trevor Lawrence or the number one draft pick. So I think, unfortunately, he'll end up being traded out of here or request a trade, and that's just how it's going to go down. But I don't think it's right. I think Minshew should have gotten more of a chance to show his stuff out there. But let me know how you feel about this. Leave a comment on the YouTube video or podcast episode. Subscribe to the channel as always. Stop by my Apple Podcast, leave me some feedback or a review. And if you do, I will send you a Jaguar Podcast t-shirt or face cover. Stay safe, stay sane, stay healthy. Go Jags, and I'll see you next time. Let me get that Jaguar D coming up with the big sack. Quarterbacks be where we on the prowl. Game day night, you could hear it in our growl. Intimidation on to keep their hearts racing. Eating other teams live on TV front of the nation. Spectacular defensive scheme. This episode is available on the Jaguar Podcast YouTube channel, so if you stop by, make sure to subscribe and give this video a like. Also, these episodes are available on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and other major podcast distributors as well. So if you don't mind, please leave me a review and some feedback. I'd really appreciate that. If you'd like to connect with me on social media, my Twitter handle is @JaguarPodcast. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. This is Andrew signing off. Cheers.